Welcome to Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, and in this podcast, we dig deep into the stories we tell ourselves, the lies we've been told, the changes we make, and the truths we uncover along the way. Life is a journey, a constant evolution from one version of ourselves to the next. But what happens when the stories we've been telling ourselves no longer serve us? When the lies we believed, whether from others or from within, hold us back from becoming our truest selves? The Bible tells us in John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Each episode, we'll explore how truth can free us from the lies and false narratives we've been holding on to. Every episode, we explore personal transformation and challenge the narratives that keep us stuck. Whether you're navigating self-doubt, facing lies others have told you, making changes for the better, or searching for your truth, this is the place for you. So let's dive in and start our journey of truth together.
Stop searching for the miracle and be the miracle. This ain't gonna be lyrical, this is straight facts. Stop waiting on the change and be the change. This ain't new news, this go way back. Stop waiting on someone to get it for you, go get it for yourself. Take your pride back. If God is your motivator, then you can do all things. Believe that. My power is divine, every line aligned with the higher power, receive that.
What's up, guys, beautiful souls? I hope you're having an amazing day and you're feeling truly blessed and at peace. I pray today brings you clarity and courage for whatever is on your road ahead. Now, I bet you if five people intentionally smiled together in one room, at least one of them would laugh, which would make at least one more laugh. What am I talking about? Welcome back to another episode of Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, and today, it's about that attitude. I'll start with this thought. Your attitude is not just a reaction to your circumstances. It's a choice that shapes them. It determines how you respond to adversity, how you handle others, and most importantly, how you feel about yourself. Like I said last episode, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. That reaction, that's your attitude. Today, we're going into how our attitudes are often shaped by the long-standing lies we've believed and how difficult but necessary it is to change them. How embracing the truth can shift your entire perspective on life. This episode is not about quick fixes or cliches. It's about doing the hard work of confronting the lies we've internalized and cultivating an attitude that reflects faith, hope, and resilience. Ask yourself this question. What lies about yourself or your circumstances are shaping your attitude right now? Maybe it's the lie that things can never change for the better. Or maybe it's that one that says you're not good enough to deserve genuine love. Or that you're never going to win because you're destined to fail. These lies, they act like filters on your perspective. They tint everything with negativity and doubt. The Bible speaks to this in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. The power of the mind is crazy. Our thoughts, and by extension, our attitudes, should be focused on what uplifts and encourages us, not on the lies and the fears that only tear us down. Your attitude is not something that happens to you. It's something that you have authority over. Yeah, life's going to throw unexpected challenges your way. But how you choose to respond, that's entirely up to you. It's a choice, a daily, moment by moment decision. Tell me something. What's shaping your attitude right now? Is it gratitude or complaining? Is it faith or is it fear? We have to stop letting external situations dictate our internal world. We carry a bad mood from work right back into our homes. We bring trauma from our past into our present relationships. And we let one disagreement with a loved one ruin our entire day. But here's a shift to consider. Instead of letting your circumstances shape your attitude, what if you let your attitude shape your circumstances? Philippians 2:14 through 15, do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. Let's be real. Changing your attitude is not an overnight thing. It's not like flipping a switch and boom, the light's on. It's more like rewiring your brain one thought at a time. Why is it so hard? It's because humans, we're creatures of habit. And over time, we've learned to match certain attitudes with certain situations. See, we cling to familiar patterns, even when they hurt us. And some of the biggest lies we tell ourselves is I can't control how I feel. That's just who I am. God's beautiful souls, that's not true. Your feelings might be valid, but they don't have to control you. God didn't create us to be ruled by our emotions. In fact, he gave us the power to rise above them and overcome. Proverbs 23 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." This message is powerful. Because it shows that our thoughts, they sculpt our reality. If you want to change your life, you have to start by changing your mind. That's where the work begins. It starts with recognizing the lies you've believed and then replace them with God's truth. I want you to listen to this quote from Maya Angelou. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Because sometimes we can't change the circumstance. But we can always choose how we respond. And I've definitely had my days where I let negativity dictate my life. I'd wake up already dreading the thought of trying to get through the day. Everything felt heavy. Financial struggles, career uncertainty. Even my relationships felt iffy. It was like I was standing on shaky ground. My first instinct, complain. To focus on everything that wasn't going right. And believe me, I knew everything that could go wrong. My attitude made even small inconveniences feel like insurmountable obstacles. But when I started intentionally shifting my perspective, when I started to live my life in a state of gratitude no matter what happened, everything started to change. Gratitude is powerful. It's like this impenetrable force field that blocks your attitude. Staying focused on what you have rather than what you lack makes it almost impossible to stay negative. Now let's address something. I'm sure you know, change is hard and it's uncomfortable. It's messy and requires effort. But nothing worthwhile comes easy. Look at the process of a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly. It's not a painless process. But the results remind you that God is real. It's extraordinary. Now, I've wrote down some actionable steps that I think will help you to change your attitude. The first one is we have to identify the lies. Write down those negative beliefs that are shaping your attitude. Be brutally honest. Number two, replace them with truth. Find Bible verses or quotes that counter those lies. Memorize them and speak them over your life. Number three, practice gratitude. Live in gratitude. Every day, write down or think on three things you're thankful for, big or small. It don't matter. Gratitude, it shifts your focus from problems to blessings. Number four, surround yourself with positivity. The people that you spend time with and the content that you consume, it all influences your attitude. So please choose wisely. And number five, pray for a renewed mind. Ask God to help you see things through His eyes, to give you a heart of gratitude and hope. Your attitude is your responsibility. It's not about pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on the good. Let me leave you with this verse. One that I remind myself of when the fan hits or a bunch of negative thoughts start to creep in. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24. No matter what you're facing, God's grace is sufficient. His love is unchanging. And His plans for you are good. So what's the next step for you? Maybe it's starting your day with gratitude. Living in a state of thankfulness? Oh, so peaceful. Maybe it's letting go of a negative belief that's been holding you back. Whatever it is, I want you to take that step today. There is no time like right now. And as always, thank you for tuning in to Life Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed. And I pray today's episode encourage you to change your attitude and embrace the life God has for you. If this episode has spoke to you, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Connect with me on Facebook at Lies Changes Truth or on Instagram at Lies_Changes_Truth. Until next time, stay blessed, stay encouraged, and stay you. This is your time. This is your life. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Be a motivator. Be an innovator. Be the best you. Block out the haters. Winners fail and fail, but a failure quits. Go through the fire, cause your path is lit. You'll get through the pain, it might hurt a bit. That's how you get your weight up, to move all these mountains. Knock down these walls and break all these bricks. Don't let the devil fool you, see through the tricks. Can you feel the power? Yeah, you getting stronger. Can you make it through? Yeah, you got through harder. See the time is now, can't wait no longer. Cast out the fears, no more paranoia. This is destiny, time to grab a hold. This is meant to be, time to let it go. Believe in yourself, God's in control. This the realest thing I ever wrote to whom it may concern. This is your life, this is your time. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Follow God's plan, follow His life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Have no fear, cause He's right here. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright.